Welcome to ClinPharm Pod. I'm Elena Webster, Deputy Managing Editor for the ASCPT Journal family. My guests today are Dr. Elvin Price, Director of the Geriatric Pharmacotherapy Program at Virginia Commonwealth University School of Pharmacy and Associate Editor for Clinical and Translational Science, and Dr. John Wagner, Chief Medical Officer at Conexa Health and Editor-in-Chief of CTS. Today, we're going to dig into CTS's most recent special collection, which explores diversity, equity, and inclusion in clinical pharmacology and translational science. Elvin, John, welcome back to ClinPharm Pod.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
I'm excited to have you both here as well. Before we get into the specifics of this collection, what can you tell me about the process of developing special collections in the first place? What makes this different than a themed issue, and why did the CTS editorial team decide on this format? John?
We're really excited to have launched special collections, and they're a terrific way to share content with the CTS audience. They're different from themed issues in a print journal by being all online and having some flexibility in due dates and rolling publication timing. That is one of the real advantages of the online format. At CTS, we've been doing these special collections now coming on a couple years, and we started with a real-world evidence, real-world data special collection, which was really a great way to launch into things, moved to AI and machine learning, and then most recently, this DEI special collection. The process that we've follow is a discussion as a CTS editorial team and voting debate what should be the next special issue, the next couple special issues. We've been doing two per year and are likely to follow that format in years to come. Back over to you, Elena.
Thanks, John. And now to the DEI theme. As is now widely recognized, this is an evergreen and consistently necessary topic. But what made the CTS team choose this topic to highlight as a special collection? Elvin?
Thanks. I think this is a great question, Elena. One of the things that helps us consider why now is a good time for a DEI special collection. It starts with our definition of DEI. Our editorial team came up with, we were thinking about age, race, sexual orientation, genders, abilities, disabilities, protected classes, religions, cultures, regions of the world, or regions within the U.S. When we consider all of the things that we just listed, we're thinking about broadly impacting how medications work for humanity's sake and how we can make those medications safer and better. And to do that, we need broad approaches. For us, it is not a politically charged topic. It's a topic that is aiming to be broad and impactful for humanity.
I appreciate that. I really love that answer. So I don't want to talk about specific papers because we don't want to inadvertently leave out important contributors. But as you received submissions for this collection and as you evaluated the papers while drafting your editorial, what themes stood out? And John, let's start with you. And then Elvin, I'd love to hear from you on the same question.
Thanks for that. I think as we've received potential content for this issue, one of the themes stood out for me is the importance of diversity in drug development. We know modern drug development is a worldwide process, and capturing the uniqueness of different populations across the world is very important. And all of the different versions of diversity that Elvin's mentioned are just as important for drug development. We're really seeing that in this special collection. In addition, one of the other really important trends we're seeing is the importance of diversity and different populations in disciplines of translational science and clinical pharmacology, for example, pharmacogenetics. For too long, been just studying what's right underneath the lamppost, but understanding the full range of diversity, pharmacogenetics is something that's really important. Over to you, Elvin.
Well, thank you, John. I'll piggyback on the trends John was identifying. I'm fascinated by the themes emerging around place. I saw submissions from rural America, submissions from metropolitan large city in Africa or in Nigeria, thinking about studies coming from large cities in places that maybe their health systems have been underrepresented in some publications in the past. I'm excited seeing the evaluation of students' attitudes on issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion, the knowledge of healthcare professionals from countries that have been largely underrepresented. So we're seeing broad submissions that are going to improve our understanding of clinical pharmacology and translational science.
Thank you both. And building on that question, Elvin, based on what's in the issue, are there areas of research you think are going to gain traction or prominence in the near future?
I believe some of the trends I'm seeing have great potential. There's a lot of synergism between some topics and popular trends in social media, where individuals are looking for community and safe spaces to share their stories, some of those stories around survivorship. For instance, in one of the submissions, there was a story capturing what it's like to survive pediatric cancers, and then the interaction of surviving pediatric cancers with pharmacogenomics in women who are attempting to have children later in life. That's a small portion of the population, but being able to congregate and share and give voice to an issue that's important to real people will grow. There's momentum that can be built around unifying around these topics that means something to real people who are already starting to gather in various social media platforms and support groups. And now with issues like this, asking to hear from those communities, I believe that areas like this and others will grow in the future. And there's this great synergism between those sharing their stories in social media and publishing in the scientific literature.
First of all, that's beautiful. I think it also really highlights some things that are very important to ASCBT. Our annual meeting this year is focused on patients and patient care. I know there's been a lot more talk lately within clinical pharmacology and translational science about not only precision medicine, but personalized medicine and humanizing these things. Because if you look through our journals, it's all graphs and charts, but there are people behind every single data point I publish. Before we wrap up, what other special collections are open for submissions, John? What can readers look forward to in the next year or so?
Oh, yeah, that's a terrific question and happy that you raised it. We've just launched a special collection on biomarkers at CTS, which is open for submissions right now through the summer. Biomarkers is really one of the core topics that's part of translational science. It's a very important topic for us. And we would love to see your submission and hope for that publication. In the planning stages, in the second half of the year, is a quantitative medicine special collection. That is in part based on a post-conference at the annual ASCPT meeting in May. And it's coincident with a very important new effort at the FDA focusing on quantitative medicine. And so we're really looking forward to that special collection as well. I don't want to forget to mention a couple other initiatives that aren't special collections. We do have an AI machine learning trainee pharma challenge. There will be ASH awards for the five best papers submitted to this trade organization challenge. And the topic is on AI or machine learning. And the first author must be a trainee at the time of writing the paper. We have a call open for mechanism of action reviews, which we found to be a really important contribution to translational community. We are going over basic principles of new drug action, which I think is important to all of us.
Thanks, John. in the description of this episode, I will link to our open calls for papers. So if you have questions about the biomarkers call, the pharma challenge, or our mechanism of action reviews, that's a great resource. This has been an important conversation. And it's great for our readers to hear that diversity, equity, and inclusion for patients, as well as for those of you performing this work and doing this research, is still very important within our industry. I've really enjoyed the discussion, and I am already looking forward to the biomarkers collection. The submission deadline for that collection is August 15th of 2025. So if you're working on something interesting in the biomarker space, consider submitting your research to CTS. I just want to thank you both so much for being here today. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
Thank you, Elena, for hosting us. This has been fun, and I hope that the viewers and listeners enjoy the podcast and also take a look at the exciting collection of manuscripts.
And I want to thank you, Elena, and you, Elvin, for all the terrific work going into this special collection, as well as the authors and readers of this special collection. As a reminder, this focus on DEI, a natural consequence of ASCPT's patient-centeredness, this is really an extension of that importance about putting patients at the center of everything we do as clinical pharmacologists and translational scientists. Thanks again for the great conversation.
Thank you for listening to ClinPharm Pod. You can find a link to the full issue in the description for this episode. Be sure to check out past episodes and visit ASCPT for updated podcast releases, our latest webinars, and the most recent issue of all three journals.